Bezos Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Tzadi Hei is in Yana Diyoma. Today is the fifth day of Sukkot, and our Daf in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Tzadi Hei has a reference to Sukkot in discussing a basic issue in regards to Karban Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah told us on Tzadi Hei Amid Aleph that Pesach Sheni has parts that the halachos of the Karban Pesach are comparable to Pesach Rishon. However, the Gemara explains those things that are more ancillary, that are not directly related to the Gufa Karban Pesach, that is not transferred to Pesach Sheni. A fascinating distinction between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is that Pesach Rishon has halal during the time of the shechting of the Karban Pesach, as well as the time of the eating Karban Pesach. Pesach Sheni, the Gemara on the base says, it takes the notion of halal for the Shechita Sakarban Pesach, but you don't have the idea of halal like on the Seder night. There is no halal b'shas achilas HaKarban Pesach. And the Gemara has a beautiful expression. The Gemara says, Evsher Yisrael shechtin es pischem v'noitlun es luveim. Is it possible for Klal Yisrael to shecht the Karban Pesach and take their lulav v'ein oimrim halal, and they would not say halal? There's something, and I guess in a 10-minute chasidus we would have to try to explain it, there's something awesome in the simcha of the Shechitas Karban Pesach, as well as the simcha of Netilas Lulav, that requires, and maybe we could argue as we will develop Lahalacha, creates a phenomenon that the halal is part and parcel of the Shechita. You cannot have Shechitas Karban Pesach without halal. You cannot have Netilas Lulav without halal. Again, in Machshava, this asks for a lot. What is it particularly about the Shechitas Karban Pesach that requires, that precipitates halal? Leaving that machshava aside, nevertheless, there might very well be important nafkaminas in Hilchos Lulav that emerge from this Gemara. Let me introduce this discussion with a family custom that I think many have, particularly those who are zochet to come from Hasidim in Poland, and that is many Hasidim are makbit to take the Lulav and Esrog inside of the Sukkah. They do Netilas Lulav inside of the Sukkah, to the point that in Europe, as well as in the States, where there wasn't a Sukkah necessarily adjacent to every shul, and this is what my father, may he be well, does, what he saw by his father, that is, they used to take, they didn't rush out to davening. My father gets to davening very early, before, well before the Kehillah has started davening, and so he has time before davening. He goes into our Sukkah at home, and he takes a Dalet Minim. He makes the brachas. If it's his first day, it will be both two brachas. The rest of the day is one bracha, and he does the nanuim inside the Sukkah. He's already been yotze the mitzvah lekachtem lachem. Then he goes to shul, and before halal, he again picks up the lulav and esrog, and he shakes lulav and esrog. This is one of the minhagim in our family that I took part of it, but not all of it. The reason is the following. The Brisker Rav Zichrona Livracha, with many rayas from Gemara, some of which we will spell out, argued that Netilas Lulav, part and parcel of the mitzvah, is the halal. And therefore, there should not be any hafsek between the bracha of Netilas Lulav and the halal itself. According to the custom, the way my grandfather was forced to do in Vancouver, Canada, there is a significant hafsek between the Lekichas Halulav, and the Amiras Halal. The Brisker Rav was machmir to only make the bracha of Netilas Lulav right before the Amiras Halal. The first proof that we could marshal to the Brisker Rav's position might be this expression of our Gemara. And that is, the our Gemara says that it's not possible to have Netilas Lulav Bishle Musa, the ultimate Netilas Lulav, without the Amiras Halal. That's part and parcel. Rashi in the third parak of Sukkah describes Kol Atzei Ayar, all the Eitzim of the forest will sing to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in discussing the halachos of Lulav. In fact, one of the halachos of Lulav is not just simply the shear of three tefachim that gives it chashivos, but it needs more leaves and it needs another tefach for the shear of Na'anuim. So we see the Na'anuim, at least, are a chelik in the Maisa Mitzvah. And of course, when Chazal described the Na'anuim, they described the Na'anuim in the context of Halal as well. So Mitzvah Bishlei Musa is singing Halal on the Dalet Minim. Another raya to this position is a very fascinating ravid that says that the reason Lulav HaYavesh is possible is because the pasuk Lo HaMesim Yahaluka. So ravid is saying that a psul of Lekichas Lulav is that it's not appropriate that if it's dried out to use that to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, we see that it's not just simply a Maisa mitzvah, a bracha, and an atila, but rather the mitzvah is, Bishle Musa, is saying halal with the lulav. So therefore, lahalacha, even if one wants to continue the beautiful minhagim that we have from our father's home, of shaking lulav inside of the sukkah, probably the most ideal way of doing it is for a person to wait in shul, where nowadays, Baruch Hashem, there are many sukkahs next to the shul as well. Once you try to daven lechatchila in a place that has a sukkah next to the shul, and then, as you might notice some do, go out into the sukkah, make the bracha, do the initial nanuim there, and then walk into the shul and say halal with the tzibur. Just in terms of giving a little bit of the machshava behind it, we elaborated on this point as well, in the 10-minute chasidus in regards to sukkahs. The Sfas Emes writes, many discuss this, that the lulav represents, the lulav and the dalet minim represents the different components of gashmias in this world. And the goal of sukkahs is the ability to join together the gashmi of the ruchni, and with the ruchni. That's the whole idea of eating inside the sukkah, raising up our achila, our shena, our eating and our sleeping, that it should be done b'toch hanane hakavod. In many ways, that is the climax, is the ultimate of Tishrei. Yom HaKippurim is not. We're acting like angels. That's not climax of humanity. That might be the climax of angels, but not the climax of humanity. And Yom HaKippurim prepares us to be able to continue as mortals, doing every part of the Gashmi and bringing it back, in the Lashon of the Sfas Emes, bringing it, the Gashmi back to the Neshama, that they should be one and not separate. That's the whole idea of bringing the disparate parts of the Dalet Minim together, and to raise them up and use them to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, use them to relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the machshava behind this idea. It's not just simply taking the disparate parts that the Dalet Minim represent and shaking them together, but using them to be mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them, and to join those two bechinas, the halal and the joy of being lefnei Hashem, with the olam hagashmi. And the nafka mina lahalacha for this might very well have an allusion in today's daf, where the Gemara describes Klal Yisrael can never take their dalet minim without saying halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the nafka mina lahalacha is that there are things that are ma'akev within the halal that become, like Lo HaMesim Yahaluka, become nafkaminos in the Netilas Lulav itself. And the practical application of that would be that one should not be mafsik lechatchila between the Netilas Lulav and Halal. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha from Daf Tzadihei Maseches Pesach. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech, the Daf for the sixth day of Sukkis Tafshin Ayin Dalid, is Tzadi Vav. It's the 419th Daf in Shas. We record this on the last night of Chol HaMoed Sukkis. Just before I opened the Gemara to begin learning with you today's Daf, I saw the news that Chacham Avadia Yosef Shlita, Chacham Avadia Ben Georgia, was taken to the hospital and is in critical condition. So our learning should be a Schus Refuah Shleima for one of the great Manhige Hador and Poske Hador. Our Daf Be'ezer Hashem is going to continue testing the limits of the notion of Tumah Hutra Bitzibur. How far does that heter go? For example, what if someone ate the Emurim, which there is no mitzvah to eat? What if he ate that bituma? Does it fall into the same category? That just like, of course, he's supposed to eat the Karban Pesach in a case where there's Tumah Bitzibur, but see, does that apply as well? That discussion will take us to the next Mishnah, Tzadivav Amid Aleph. Tzadivav Amid Aleph then will continue the theme of contrasting different Karbanos Pesach. Previously we had contrasted Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Then the Mishnah will contrast Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doros. For example, Pesach Mitzrayim, of course, the blood needed to be sprinkled on the doorpost, which is not done on Pesach Ladoros. And the Gemara will analyze every single one of the Mekoris, that of the halachas of the Mishnah, taking us to Amud Beis, where we will discuss whether Pesach Mitzrayim, the Isser Chametz, was one day or more days. And then on Amud Beis, we will have a discussion of Tmuras Pesach. If somebody tried to transfer the Kedusha of Korban Pesach onto another animal, what the halacha is going to be. Particularly, the Rabbi Yeshua will be challenged by a trivia question. How could you have one Tmuras Pesach that would be offered up and one that would not? Rabbi Akiva will suggest that it depends on whether the second Korban was done as a Tmura because it was lost. The first one was. And then the Korban Pesach Hasheni was already slaughtered. Or the first one was found before the Pesach Sheni was slaughtered. And the Mishnah will elaborate on that. The Gemara will discuss that distinction, and that will take us mostly through Tzadivav on the base. Let's Bezer Hashem begin our daf on the bottom of Tzadivav on the base. Last line, but you Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef had the following shaila. Our Mishnah from yesterday's daf on Tzadivav on Beis taught us that a Pesach that was bo betuma, of course, can be eaten betuma if it was a case of tumahot or betzibur. And the Gemara in yesterday's daf had asked, how far does that heter go? For example, we had asked, what would happen if the tumahot or betzibur, which allowed the people to come into the azara, had the people also come into the heichal? Would we still say, we forego it because anyhow we are dealing with the tkufa of tumot or betzibur? Do we say no? Tumot or betzibur only applied for these particular needs of the Korban Pesach and not for other needs. Similarly, Rav Yosef asks the same type of shiloh over here. Boy, Rav Yosef, dochku tmei mesim v'achlu emare pesach. If the tmei mesim ate the emurim of the Korban Pesach, like the kloyos, the intestines, the kidneys, parts of the liver, they ate those emur pesach habab tumah. Mao, the first word on Tzadivav Amud Aleph. What's halacha? On the one hand, mid ishri tumas basar ishri nami tumas emur. Do we say that once you're allowed to eat the basar korban pesach, so too you're allowed to eat the emurim as well, even though you're betumah? Odoma, my de ishri, they only permitted the mitzvah of achilas korban. My de lo ishri, and what they didn't permit, then there is no heter to eat. And in such a case, maybe we would go so far, says Rashi on the top line, as considering the person who eats the emurim of the Korban Pesach as being over the Yisra Darais of eating Achilas Kodshim Betumah. The Korban Pesach, of course, will be a mitzvah for them to eat, but the emurim might be an Yisra. Amarava, Michti, Tumas Emurim Heheches Rab. Where do we learn out the prohibition of Tumas Emurim? In other words, someone who's Tamei to imbibe the emurim. Mitumas Basar, it comes from the same source, from Tumas Basar, Dechsiv. We also learned in our Mishnah, Pesach Doris Noyeg Kol Shiva. The Pesach Doris has 7 days. The Gemara immediately asks the basic question in Pshat. Amaykoi, what are we talking about? Ilei Ma Pesach, if we're talking about the Korban Pesach itself, Pesach Kol Shiva Mi'iko, do you have the Korban Pesach for 7 days? We don't. We have it for the 14th and then the 15th. Ela Chametz, but rather it's referring to the Yisr Chametz. Michlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim Leilecha Vesulot. That seems to indicate the Pesach Mitzrayim was different because it was celebrated.